From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell with another hour of world music. We'll open the program with selections from a 3-CD compilation on the Nascente label out of the UK, part of the Beginner's Guide series of world music compilations. This is the Beginner's Guide to World Music, World Cup Edition 2006. As the title suggests, all of the music on this compilation is taken from various nations which participated in the 2006 World Cup. We'll begin with a flute solo from South Korea, and the flautist is a member of the Korean classical ensemble Chung Wung. This is A Piece in High Notes.
Oh Lord. Na 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 na, bless our oh mama. Na na, bless our oh yo yo. Kapu kapu ye de na mo na na we. Na me seye me jana mi no na na benzo. Kapu kapu ye de na mi no na na we. Akwetiti ye me jana mi no na na wola. Me ika ka jabo obiambe fikata me nima me beto ko fititi me nya. Nana benzo bedueni togo
ayo.
Me ika kamerika obiambe fikaya me soma me beto ko fititi me nya. America o chao destino. Nyawe kwa miyawe tuwa wengko iti. Kapu kapu ye jena milo. Na mese ye mebyo na milo na na woya.
Welcome ya be to a benko iti. Kapu kapu e jenami. Asuna asusu.
Na na na, benza wo mama. Na na, benza wo yo yo.
Kapu kapu ye jena milo na na wo. Na me se ye me bia na milo na na wo ya.
That's music from King Mensa, from Togo, West Africa. His popularity in his native country has earned him the title the Golden Voice of Togo, often combining traditional Iwe folk music with elements of reggae, funk, and Afro-pop. We heard Mana Benz. From Tunisia, MC Rai, who began performing on the radio in Tunisia when he was just 8 years old. Early on in his career, he began experimenting with combining Tunisian chabi with Algerian rai. He has since emigrated to the U.S. and now resides in the San Francisco Bay Area. And when moving to the States, he wanted to introduce Rai to an American audience. He did this by combining it with elements of rock, hip-hop, and even drum and bass techno. We heard Rana Ka Va from MC Rai. Also in that set, the late Serbian gypsy musician and composer Saban Bajramovic. We heard Pena. And we began the set with a flute solo from the South Korean ensemble Chung Wung, A Piece in High Notes. All four selections from the 3-CD compilation The Beginner's Guide to World Music, World Cup Edition 2006. Other countries represented by this compilation include Australia, Germany, Switzerland, Costa Rica, and Ecuador, among several others. We'll begin this set with music of the Afro-Celt sound system. The brainchild of guitarist and producer Simon Emerson, the sound system combines traditional Irish music and instrumentation with the various musical instruments and folk traditions of West Africa. Members of the sound system over the years have included vocalist Jarla O'Linnert, also Imar Mayak on whistle and Ellen pipes, and Enfale Kuyate on vocals, balafon, and kora. This is from their second album for Peter Gabriel's Real World label called Release. It's entitled Riding the Waves. Thank you.
De tu son se abandonó, se apiada del dolor de los demás, y al estrujar tu fuelle dormilón se arrima el corazón que sufre más. Estercita y Niní como Ninón, dejando sus destinos de percal, vistieron al final mortaja de rayón al eco funeral de tu canción. Bandoneón, hoy es noche de fandango y puedo confesarte la verdad. Copa a copa, pena a pena, tango a tango, embalada en la locura del alcohol y la amargura. Bandoneón, ¿para qué nombrarlo tanto? ¿No ves que está de olvido el corazón? Y es que vuelve noche a noche como un canto en las gotas de tu llanto. Che bandoneón. Tu canto es el amor que no se dio y el cielo que soñamos una vez y el fraternal amigo que se hundió cinchando en la tormenta de un querer. Y esas ganas tremendas de llorar que a veces nos inundan sin razón, y el trago de licor que obliga a recordar que el alma está en Orsay, che bandoneón, bandoneón. Hoy es noche de fandango y puedo confesarte la verdad. Copa a copa, pena a pena, tango a tango, embalada en la locura del alcohol y la amargura. Bandoneón, ¿para qué nombrarlo tanto? ¿No ves que está de olvido el corazón? Y es que vuelve noche a noche como un canto en las gotas de tu llanto. Che bandoneón.
Considered by many to be one of the premier contemporary tango singers to emerge from Argentina, Liliana Barrios. We listened to a track from her album on World Village Music entitled Troiliana, the piece Che Bandoneon, the bandoneon, the accordion-like instrument that is featured prominently in most tango ensembles. Before that, the Dastan Trio, comprised of three highly skilled musicians from Iran, specializing in the ancient classical music of Persia. And by ancient, I mean before the time when most Persian music was heavily influenced by Arabic musical tradition. The three instruments used by the trio are the barbat, which is akin to the oud, a three-stringed lute-type instrument known as the setar, and the percussion instrument, the tombak. We listened to the track Shurida from the album Journey to Persia. And we began the set with the Afro-Celt sound system, combining musical traditions of Ireland and West Africa with a techno beat, Riding the Waves, from their second album, Release. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll begin our concluding set of the hour with the track from The Rough Guide to the Music of the Indian Ocean. We don't hear much from the various islands of the Indian Ocean in contemporary world music here in the U.S., unfortunately. This long-out-of-print rough guide attempted to correct that oversight. The one island in the Indian Ocean that has garnered the most attention is undoubtedly Madagascar, and there are several tracks from Malagasy artists on this disc. But we'll listen to a track from the island of Mayotte, one of the few remaining French colonies in this world. And we'll listen to music from singer Mtoro Chamu and his group Le Watoro. Mtoro was one of the first singers to introduce rap music into the contemporary music of Mayotte. This is his piece, Hola.
Hola, la, hola, un banana. Hay muchas formas de empezar una canción para soñar. Aunque parezca natural, la puerta por donde entrarás, difícil es el continuar por ese túnel musical hasta encontrar la claridad del otro extremo.
Gira, gira, corazón, buscando esa bella flor. Gira, gira, mi canción, con la esperanza. Gira, gira, corazón, buscando esa bella flor. Gira, gira, mi canción, con la esperanza.
Las armonías no aparecen, las melodías se desvanecen, y el sentido de unidad se aleja de la realidad. Y entonces quedas unitario buscando el alma comunal que te guía hasta encontrarte con tu trova.
Gira, gira, corazón, buscando esa bella flor. Gira, gira, mi canción, con la esperanza. Gira, gira, corazón, buscando esa bella flor. Gira, gira, mi canción, con la esperanza.
Estás buscando en todas partes y miras hacia todos lados. Por la siniestra uno amanece y por la diestra todo se tuerce. Mas persevera con tu canto que busca su resolución hasta encontrar el pueblo a donde pertenece.
Gira, gira, corazón, buscando esa bella flor. Gira, gira, mi canción, con la esperanza. Gira, gira, corazón, buscando esa bella flor. Gira, gira, mi canción, con la esperanza. Con la esperanza, con la esperanza.
the late Indian classical percussionist Pandit Kamalesh Maitra, a master of the tabla tarang. The tabla tarang is different from a traditional tabla in that it consists of individually tuned hand drums, several of them, arranged in a semicircle. As such, the sound of the tabla tarang is far different from that of a single tabla, as you could probably tell from that piece, which was entitled Dehati. We took it from the Rough Guide to the Music of India, featuring a nice sampling of various aspects of traditional and contemporary Indian music, everything from classical to Bollywood. Of course, the World Music Network would go on to issue rough guides focusing on more specific aspects of Indian music, including several vintage Bollywood compilations, as well as compilations featuring more contemporary aspects of Indian music, such as Bhangra. Before that, music from Canto America, from Costa Rica, specializing in the musical traditions of the Afro-Caribbean community that resides in that Central American nation. As such, their musical influences are quite diverse. From their album Por las Calles de la Vida, we heard Buscando esa bella flor. And we began the set with Mtoro Shamu Ele Watoro from the island of Mayotte, Ola, the name of the piece, from The Rough Guide to the Music of the Indian Ocean. And of the many Rough Guide volumes that have been released over the years, I think this is one of the most crucial Rough Guides because, as I said at the beginning of the set, aside from Madagascar, we don't have access to much of the music from the various other islands of the Indian Ocean, such as Mayotte, La Réunion, the Seychelles, and the Comoros. And this album gives us a small glimpse into the rich musical traditions of those islands. If you can find that album, pick it up, The Rough Guide to the Music of the Indian Ocean. And we'll feature other tracks from that on future editions of the program, no doubt. Unfortunately, our time is gone for this edition of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. It's been a pleasure. Do join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.